الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the evil of shirk, of associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, how evil it is, how harmful it is, haram also, and it will lead a person to Jahannam. Now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala now explains that because of the shirk, all the wrong rusumat, all the wrong things because of shirk that come. Amongst them, Allah Ta'ala is explaining that shaitan, when we make shirk with Allah Ta'ala, then he makes us make what is halal, haram, and what is haram, halal. We had to actually, as Allah Ta'ala explained also before, that Allah Ta'ala is one and only, and he is Rahman and Rahim, and he is our Razzaq. He is the one who gives us ruzi, and he has made all of the ruzi for us, and what he declares is halal, that is halal for us. He has the full right, he has created everything, and what he declares as haram, that is haram for us. So we should follow that which Allah Ta'ala has made halal for us, and what is haram we should stay away from. And what is not haram, we should not stay away from it. What Allah has given us is ni'mat, we must use His ni'mat. He has given us permission, we should use them. We should not mix these things up, and in that we should not follow any person who leads us against the commands of Allah. That what Allah has made halal, we make it haram. Or that what Allah has made haram, we make it halal. Now we should find out properly what are the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we should follow that. And we should consume and eat only that which Allah has made halal for us, and we should stay away from that which Allah has made haram. Shaitan misleads us, and he makes us things which are halal for us, we regard them as haram. And things which are haram, we regard them as halal. So we should not follow shaitan or any leaders also who mislead us and who make haram into halal or halal into haram. We should follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhannas, hey logo, Allah is addressing not only the believers but all people, because as far as consumption of food is concerned, that is on that is dependent our akhlaq and our character. Our amal also, if we eat halal, even our non-Muslims, if they will eat halal, they will be able to see the truth. And even if Muslims eat haram, then the truth becomes clouded to us. Then we can't see what is the truth and the right, what is the truth and what is righteousness. So food is a very important thing in our life, that we eat halal and that we be very particular that it be halal. So Allah has addressed here not only the Muslims, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, but Allah said, Ya ayyuhannas, O people. And if we observe this command of Allah Ta'ala, and we eat what is halal, and in fact as Allah explains here, halal and tayyibah, then this confusion that comes in our minds, I don't understand this, that there is difference of opinion in the ulama, who should I follow? If we are eating halal, Allah will make it very easy for us. Then for namaz, our desire will be to make namaz. We will incline towards namaz. But if we are eating haram, then even if we want to make namaz, it won't take us. We won't get the tawfiq to go for namaz. All good deeds we will be deprived of. Therefore, consumption of halal is very easy. Yeah, also very important, we should note, a person must be on the right road and be doing the right things. If we are on the right road, but we are doing the wrong things, then also it's harmful for us. And if a person is on the wrong road and is doing the right things, then also those right things are not going to help him. He's on the wrong road. We have to be on the right road and do the right things. We have to be on the road of Jannah and eat the food of the people of Jannah, which is halal and tayyiba. We shouldn't be eating all doubtful food. Today all the outlets and anywhere just halal certified. We have to eat what is halal, not what is certified halal. We all know that even with the vaccines, you get one, a halal vaccine certificate and a haram vaccine certificate. So we can't go for haram, we have to go for halal. Food also which is just certified halal is not good enough. It must be halal, that is important. And that is the onus and responsibility of the individual. He must make sure that what I'm eating, is it halal or is it haram? So Allah says, قُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ How zameen ki cheezo mein se, eat of all that which I have made for you on the earth. Allah has made different types of vegetation, all the different types of meat Allah Ta'ala has made, eat of it, but make sure that it is halal and tayyiba, halal paakiza. Halal, it must be of the halal things, like for example, goats, sheep, cows, camels, etc., what Allah has made halal. It must be that. And then it must be tayyib. Tayyib is, it must be earned through halal sources. If we are earning the, if we are buying meat, which is halal, but with haram money, then that is also not good enough. We must eat, we must buy halal with halal money. Sometimes we are, and our money also we must see, especially in this time when our money is so contaminated. If we are buying halal meat products also, but for example stolen, which are not slaughtered correctly, then that is also not halal. So it must be halal also and it must be tayyib. Tayyib also is that it must be wholesome and healthy also. Don't eat junk food. Eat food which is healthy, which is good and nourishment for the body. Not just food that we are eating and it causes harm to the body. We should eat that food which is goodness for the body, which sustains and nourishes the body. So only halal also is not sufficient. It must be halal and tayyiba. So this is what Allah Ta'ala prescribes for us for our goodness. And this is for the whole of mankind. If we want our beliefs to be correct, aqidah, we want our ibadat to be correct, our muamalat and our akhlaq and our social dealings, muasharat, then it starts with eating halal and tayyiba. If we do that, and it is most important, today we are least concerned of what we are consuming. A person must be very careful. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whatever they should eat, they were very careful what they eat. In fact, one person explained to us in Mombasa, not Mombasa, one of the east, on the east coast of Africa, where they were living on the mainland Africa, but they were going to the island near the mainland for the madrasa schooling, etc. And they said they were poor people at that time, so they couldn't go with the motor boats because the fare was more higher. They should go with those sailboats that only move when the wind is blowing. So anyway, they said that they and this person who told us, he was about 54 years old at that time. He said, when I was a 6-year-old boy, then I had polio and I couldn't walk at all, couldn't go to the toilet, I couldn't do anything. And then we sat in this boat many times and no wind, it doesn't move the boat, we have to wait till the wind comes. But then there was a local person, black African person, Uzur. But as soon as he puts his step on the boat, the wind starts blowing and then the boat starts moving. Further also, he says that many times they saw, that was the time when the Portuguese were ruling and their dunya's administration is normally very good. So they had a train service also. But many times the train would just stop in the middle of the jungle. No signal, no nothing. It will just stop. It won't move until this wuzur will come, board the train, and then it starts moving again. So he had this polio, and his mother took him to this wuzur for duas. He said the duas of that time, and today when he was 54 years, he said, no operation, no treatment, no medicine, and you can see I'm walking 100% of pain and healthy. But then he said about that wuzur living there in the jungles, whatever food used to come, first he used to ask from where is this food? Who sent this food? Is it properly halal or haram? There was no Kentucky, no machachos, and no nothing there. All in the jungle where they eat only the proper good food. But then he was so particular about his food. And many, many, the Sahaba, all of them, great, great wuzur, were very particular about their food. And unfortunately, today we are least concerned. Anything and everything that comes just goes in the mouth. We are just like little children. Whatever they see, they pick it up, put it in their mouth. We also, anything from junk food, we call it junk food, and we enjoy it and we release it. All doubtful food, we just eat. And further Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ or بِيْوِي نَكَرُوا شَيْطَانِكِ and don't follow shaitan and what he teaches you. All the wrong food that you are eating is all from shaitan. Making halal into haram, making haram into halal. Shaitan misleads us. All this junk food, he makes it enjoyable to us. And we enjoy the junk food. And there is so much of dirt and filth in this junk food of the outlets, etc. And so much harm. But yet, unfortunately, we enjoy that. And then Allah explains further, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ بِيشَكُوا تُمْهَارَ دُشْمَنْ هَيْ صَرِيحٌ. Undoubtedly, Shaitan is your open enemy. He hasn't hidden his enemy. He's not a munafiq who outwardly shows you he's his friend and inwardly is your enemy. Openly, he declares, I'm your enemy. And still we follow him. And Allah is our friend. And Allah wants the best for us in this dunya also and the akhirat. But we don't follow the commands of Allah. And what Shaitan puts in front of us, he just beautifies it a little bit. And we go mad for all what Shaitan presents to us. So food is a very important aspect that we eat the right type of food. And then we can expect that we have desire for righteousness. Today we are all complaining about our children. And we say we don't know where we went wrong with bringing up our children. They don't listen to us. They do all the wrong things. We should consider what food we are giving them. A mother is just too happy to give her child a can of Coke and a packet of crisp for lunch. And the child is also just too happy. And there isn't one bit of nutritional value in the Coke nor in that packet of crisp. And it has got all harm in it. No vitamins for that child. The mind doesn't function properly. The body doesn't function properly. All the diseases we are experiencing today, all is from the type of food that we are eating. Therefore, it is very important that we be conscious of what food we are and we must be particular about it. May Allah guide us to righteousness, observe the commands of Allah for our own goodness of this dunya also and for akhirat, and don't be like fools and idiots and we destroy ourselves following shaitan and the wrong that he leads us onto. Wa akhiru.